Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's April 27th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 6. And it reads, "And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." This, you know, the first commission our Lord gives to his disciples is different but very similar to the commission that he gives to all believers that call him Lord. We refer to it now as the Great Commission, and we read it in Matthew and Mark's gospel accounts. Matthew 28:19 reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And Mark 16:15 reads, "And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." We are called to proclaim the gospel. You know, this is not some special office within the church reserved for only a few select individuals. You don't need a certain personality type to preach the gospel. You don't have to be charismatic and extroverted. All you need is a willingness to obey. You know, there are certain methods to evangelism that, once learned, may make it easier for you. And obviously, the more you learn about the Word of God and grow spiritually, the better you will be at addressing concerns and answering questions. But none of that is a prerequisite to following our Lord's commission. The only prerequisite is that you be saved. You know, look at where in the story Jesus gives them this commission. This is very early on in his ministry and his time with the disciples. There is still much more learning to take place for our apostles. You know, I think the quote of just one beggar showing another beggar where the bread is fits nicely here. We're all called, and your personality and your gospel delivery may just be what someone needs, you know, to open up and receive the gospel. If God wanted you to be different, or every gospel proclaimer to be cut from a certain mold, he would have made us all in that mold. But he made us all different. And you know, one person's, you know, hillbilly delivery of the gospel may work where a city slicker from New York may have a hard time reaching somebody from the hills of West Virginia. So as we mentioned earlier this week, the time for preaching the gospel is now. You don't need to be any more prepared than you are. Preaching the gospel is sort of an on-the-job training type experience. You don't need to plan a great crusade. You just need to get up and walk next door or down the street. You don't need a perfect plan of evangelism, as we read earlier, you know, when we looked at the demon-possessed man at the tombs in Luke 8. Jesus tells him after casting the demons out in Luke 8:39, "Declare how much God has done for you." So how do I preach the gospel? How do you preach the gospel? Just tell them what God has done for you. Be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to do what he is very good at, bringing sinners to repentance. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 145, verse 11 and 12. "They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds, and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." And our proverb comes from Proverbs 29, verse 23. One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. And I'll end praying for you, again from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.